Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is December the 3rd, 2015. It's a Thursday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be speaking about wish. This is an important verb in English, especially in conversation. And this is episode 95 of the Follow English Podcast. I apologize for not being so frequent recently. I haven't been able to record many episodes, but that's for a good reason. It's because I've been very busy and working a lot and traveling a lot and, basically very busy. But I hope that in the summer I can make up for that and record more episodes. Anyway, this is episode 95 and I'm going to be speaking about wish. Wish is used, the meaning of wish, when you say I wish you good luck or I wish you all the best or I wish you a happy birthday. It means that you want this person, whoever it is, to have good luck or to have a happy birthday. So you want this person to have something. And the meaning is, the structure to be used in this case is you wish someone something. And this something here is a noun phrase. So when you say a happy birthday, I wish you a happy birthday, that's a noun phrase. So you have a noun, birthday, you have an adjective, happy, and you have a determiner. So you cannot use wish followed by a verb. Like, you shouldn't say, I wish you feel better soon. No, that's I hope you feel better, not I wish you feel better. So I wish you is followed by a noun phrase rather than by a verb. Now, there are some interesting structures that we can use after wish, not only noun phrases. One of them is using the past. For example, I wish I knew what to do about that problem. By the way, I can't forget to say that I'm using Raymond Murphy's English Grammar in Use. This is by Cambridge University Press, 4th edition. I'm using Unit 41, page 82. It's a very famous and popular grammar book. So I'm reading some of the examples and making my own comments here in case you want to check it out yourself. So the second thing I'm going to talk about is related to the structures that can be used after wish other than noun phrases. The first structure then is the past. I wish I knew what to do about the problem. Again, coming back to that example I was talking about. So this is when you want to regret something, when you regret something. For example, I wish you didn't have to go so soon, meaning I really wanted you to stay, but I know that you have to go. So, I wish you didn't have to go so soon. This is a way to show, to demonstrate that you regret something that is happening. And you use wish plus past simple when you want to regret something that is happening in the present. Now, when you want to say that you regret something in the past, which means something that you, some mistake you made in the past, something that you did and now you looking back you think that it was a mistake, Then in this case, we are going to use wish plus past perfect. For example, I wish I hadn't said that. So you say something and then you notice it was a mistake. And then you could, then now it's too late. So you could say, it was a stupid thing to say. I wish I hadn't said that. Or you could also say, I wish I had known about the party. I would have gone if I had known. So you didn't know about the party and then you didn't go. So then in this case, you can say, I wish I had known about it. I wish I had known about the party. In this case, I'm using past perfect after wish to demonstrate regret about something in the past. Another structure that can be used with wish after wish is could plus infinitive to regret about something you can't do, to regret that you cannot do something. For example, I'm sorry I have to go. I wish I could stay longer, but I can't. So I wish I could stay longer, but really I can't. Another example here, I've met that man before. I wish I could remember his name, but I can't remember his name. So wish plus could to talk about regret. Regrets that you, things you can't do now. You could also use wish plus could plus have, and then past participle, have done something. If you want to say something about the past, if you want to regret about not being able to do something in the past. So you could say, for example, I hear the party was great. I wish I could have gone. So I couldn't go because I was working. And I knew about the party, but I couldn't go because I was working. So you could say, I hear the party was great. I wish I could have gone. Now, another structure that can be used is wish plus would. And in this case, we use wish plus would to complain about the situation. For example, I wish you would do something instead of just sitting and doing nothing. And this complaint here is about somebody else's behavior. Oftentimes, we use this structure here, I mean, wish plus would plus infinitive to complain about somebody else's behavior. Also, you can use wish plus wouldn't to complain about things that people do repeatedly. I wish you wouldn't keep interrupting me, for example. So please don't interrupt me. That's the message here. I wish you wouldn't keep... Sorry, forgive me. I wish you wouldn't keep interrupting me. And we also use wish plus would to say that we want something to happen. For example, I wish Sarah would come. I wish Sarah would come tonight. Yeah. So I want her to come. You can also say, I wish somebody would buy me a car, meaning that there isn't anyone to buy you a car. You can also say, I wish I had a car, but then we're going back to the first structure, which is using past simple after wish. And then in this case, you wouldn't say, I wish I would have a car. No, I wish I had a car, or I wish somebody. Then that's why this structure here is slightly different from the first one, because when you use wish plus would, normally you are talking about somebody else's behavior in or complaining about a situation and not talking about something that is not true for you. So this is it. I hope you're learning something. And I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can subscribe via iTunes or Podomatic or any other podcatcher that you're using to reach us. I would like to thank all my listeners from Brazil and lots of people from Libya this month. I was checking out the the statistics, the stats for the podcast downloads this month. And this month, I mean last month, November, lots of people from Libya and from Saudi Arabia downloading the episodes. That's it's nice to see that people from completely different parts of the world are using the podcast to learn English. And I hope you succeed in your studies and, well, keep listening. And remember that listening is always a very important skill. And listening to free podcasts, I think it's a great way to learn English. There are many other very good podcasts out there. So thank you for listening. And you can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any comments or suggestions for future episodes. I would be happy to try to answer your questions. And whenever I can, I have a look at the messages, and sometimes I get inspired and I choose some new topics. So thank you, and keep listening, keep learning. See you next time. Bye.